forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Trombley for the Kansaland Radio Listening Area.
Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, it's certainly hard to find a better time of the season in terms of fall sports as we are on to state tournament coverage here from the Hutchinson Sports Arena in Hutchinson, Kansas. Today, we bring you coverage of the Class 3A State Volleyball Tournament and the Holton Wildcats for a third consecutive time and season making it out to the state tournament, only this time first in that three-year stretch being in the 3A classification. The Holton Wildcats, the number three ranked team in the state, the number six seed in this tournament, and their first pool play match will be against the number four ranked team in the state and the three seed in this tournament, the Cardinals of Hoisington. Good mid-morning to you and all. Brandon Tamman with you. Jake Spaulding will join in a moment, and Seth Tollefson is our studio producer. The other pool play matches later on today will be against Riverton and Osage City. But the first one up, the Wildcats and Cardinals, and we get you set for first serve. Our pregame coverage continues after a timeout from Hutchinson right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Aussie Bakes in downtown Holton, Sue Roberts brings her Australian heritage to every cheesecake, pastry, and sweet treat she makes. Listen to Sue.
This is Sue Roberts. Stop by 119 West 4th Street and try our favorites like cheesecake jars, lemon meringue cheesecake, and Aussie matchsticks. But hurry, they do sell out fast right off the Holton Square. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Aussie Bakes. Baked with love.
Johnsonville has been committed to their people for more than 75 years and proud to be a part of the Holton community. Discover the advantages of joining the Johnsonville family. Visit jobs.johnsonville.com. Johnsonville is growing as one of the largest employers in the Holton area and proud to support student athletes. Brian and Carol at Bell Plumbing are proud to support this broadcast and coverage of local student athletes in the Holton community. Great people offering great service. Contact Brian and Carol at Bell Plumbing in Holton for all of your plumbing needs.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community healthcare system, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire in Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire in Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire in Holton.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Holton Wildcats are back to the state volleyball tournament for a school record third straight year with some phenomenal defense.
Who else? Rebecca Lassie with the rejection.
And those hustle plays that mean so much.
It's dug up by Dissler. Now chance for Black. Push it back. Oh! And it lands inside the line. Oh, what a point.
And don't forget the Cats. They're always on the attack.
Flip shoots it over to Chloe Black. Wow! She got up high for that one.
Congratulations, Wildcats, on making school history. From your head coach, Crystal Bontrager, independent agent with Aflac.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
getting closer and closer to the first serve here today. It's the Class 3A State Volleyball Tournament in Hutchinson alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabman with you, Seth Tollefson, our studio producer here on KNZA. We welcome in our viewership as well on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Jake, here we go, brother. It's time for State Volleyball Tournament action. And let's start with the Holton Wildcats, the number 3 ranked team in the state. We were there last week in Holton for the sub-state tournaments with a straight set victory. It started out against Hiawatha, and then we saw a thrilling 3-set victory against Maranatha Christian Academy. The Wildcats, a third consecutive trip to state. By the way, first time in school history the volleyball team has made it to state 3 consecutive seasons, although the previous 2 years in the 4A classification, they bumped down midway through the regular season, and for the first time in that three-year stretch, they're in the 3A tournament here in 2025.
Yeah, it's a big program that has, you know, got some rich tradition. This is a team that we talked about it last Saturday at Substate, how this coaching staff has got 3 to 4 decades combined experience between everybody they've got, with head coach Crystal Bontrager. You know, he got assistants this year, Carly Keeling, who played for her mother, Teresa. Oh, she's also on the bench. Casey Van Osdahl and Carlene McManigal. All these coaches have got so much experience playing at the state tournaments, coaching at state tournaments. Holton's prepared for this opportunity, and nothing prepares you better than Big East League competition. That's why Holton is really, they're ready to go, I think, here today.
Well, you mentioned Big East League competition. How about the top seed, number one ranked team in the state? Silver Lake is also here. Of course, we'll have coverage, Wade Gerstner and crew, on the Silver Lake channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. They got the next matchup coming up to start their pool play round. But talk about the field here.
Yeah.
5 ranked teams, and the other 3 ranked at least at one point throughout the season. You got the number 1 ranked team in Silver Lake. You got the number 3 ranked team in Holton. Number 4 ranked team, who the Wildcats are going to see here first, the Hoisington Cardinals. Wichita Trinity is the 5 seed, or the 4 seed, I should say, number 5 ranked. And then Heston, who is the 8 seed, they're the number 10 ranked team in the 3A classification. So loaded field.
Yeah.
Anybody has an opportunity. Hoisington up first, and then we'll go back-to-back later on in the afternoon. Final 2 pool play matches for the Wildcats against Riverton and Osage City. But again, sticking with Holton, their head coach, Crystal Bontrager, surpassed the 100 career win mark earlier in the year as a head coach. Both these coaches, you talk about Michaela Riedel in her 4th season coaching Hoisington. She was part of one of their best teams back in the early 2010-ish area, and she's coaching her alma mater as well. So in terms of the head coaches, both coaching their alma maters here in the state tournament.
Yeah, and again, there's pedigree, right? When you coach at your own alma mater, and then now you come to a state tournament, you find ways to just have those juices flowing. These coaches wish they could be on the floor with these kids, but they've got that pedigree, they've got that experience to help channel that for these youngsters that, you know, for Holton, you talk about the 3rd straight state tournament. These girls have been on this floor before. It's not their first time, and I think that's going to be a big aid for them here today. But we're going to say these 3 names a lot today. We're going to say Tinley Wilson, Chloe Black, and my wild card, who was dominant in sub-state, we gave her a lot of love, Rebecca Lassie at the net, is going to be huge for Holton. And they've got amazing role players as well, whether it's Ditzler, whether it's Gilliland, whether it's Kinley Fluke, whether it's Faith Olberding, and that's just naming a few of them. We can name everybody, but this team is a collective team. But look for those 3 names that we mentioned, Lassie, as well as Black and Wilson, to be ones we call on a lot today.
All right, let's talk about the Cardinals real quick before we take another break. Getting closer to the first serve, this Cardinals team, it might be the toughest test in pool play for this Holton Wildcats team. This is the number 4 ranked team in the state. 36-4 is their record. They're the CKL regular season champs. They won multiple tournaments throughout the season, and their 4 losses are against teams that are state qualifiers as well. And we've talked about the Holton losses. They're 34-9, and their losses are stacked against ranked teams as well. So these 2 teams, when they lose, it's against teams that are also ranked and competing for state championships here this week. But you talk about the Wildcats, names we're going to mention throughout. One for Hoisington that we're going to say a lot here today, Sophia Simic. She is a 6'2 junior outside hitter. Last year as a sophomore, first team all-league. She was first team all-state. Again, every bit of 6'2", she is going to be a dominant 4. She leads the team in kills. She leads the team in aces. She's second on the team in blocks. So no matter where she is on the floor, She is a top-tier player in this state.
Yeah.
Be careful when we talk about Hoisington. Sophia Simic is legit.
She's one of the top recruits in the state as well. And that's where, you know, again, the game of volleyball, you know, if you got one really good outside hitter, she can wreak havoc against an opponent. The other flip side of that with volleyball, you got six other girls that are going to be scrambling around. So Holton's big key against Simic is get that double block up early. Make sure you get a hand on a ball, get those touches, and help your back row out because she's going to get plenty of touches today.
Class 3A State Volleyball Tournament here in Hutchinson. 10 a.m. start time for the Wildcats and the Cardinals. We step aside for another timeout, getting closer to the first serve, and we're coming your way after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN Internet bill when you do.
At Holton Dental, we make going to the dentist a breeze, even for kids. Dr. Samantha Reschick and Dr. Trent Roth are amazing with young patients. And Dr. Gilliland has years of experience helping families smile brighter. Gentle care, fun visits, and healthy habits that last a lifetime. Come see what a difference Holton Dental makes. Now accepting new patients. Call today.
This is Daniel with Jackson Farmers, wanting to remind you that harvest season is here. With harvest come safety recommendations for the road. Watch out for farmers and trucks. Farmers and operators will be driving slower than normal this time of year. We encourage you to be considerate and share the road as these are the farmers helping provide food for you and your family. Jackson Farmers also reminds you to keep your eyes on the road as deer will be moving with the weather changes and working the fields. Jackson Farmers, caring for you since 1918 in Lancaster, Effingham, Meriden, and Holton.
Hello, this is Mark Ashelman.
This is Dylan Ashelman.
Together, we are Ashelman Construction. This year marks our 31st year in business, and we want to sincerely thank our loyal customers and dedicated subcontractors for their continued support.
At Ashelman Construction, we take pride in building more than just houses. We build places families are proud to call home.
We are proud supporters of our community, our schools, and our students.
When the time is right, remember the right builder to call.
We are Ashelman Construction.
At Cecil K's Hometown Market, right off Highway 75 in Holton, your needs are their priorities. Whether it's fresh deli meat cut every single day, or your locally farm-raised beef, to a gallon of milk, or the unique things in aisle 2. This week's specials, good through Tuesday, November 4th. Chicken breasts, $2.99 a pound. Pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Kansas City strip steak, $11.99 a pound. Spare ribs, $2.49 a pound. And red grapes, $1.49 a pound. Cecil K's Hometown Market encourages you to shop local.
This is Dr. Lassie with Holton Direct Care. Not a member? You can still book low-cost outpatient procedures, vasectomy, lesion removal, stitches, and more without the insurance hassle. Many plans won't cover anyway. Call 785-DOCTORS or visit HoltonDirectCare.com.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Just minutes away from the first serve here in Hutchinson. Coverage of the Class 3A State Volleyball Tournament here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Seth Tollefson, Jake Spaulding, I'm Brandon Tabman. Appreciate everyone viewing it who couldn't make the drive out here on the Holton Channel, again, courtesy of MSC Sports. A little bit of background about both these teams as we get close to that first serve. We talked about it a moment ago for Holton. Third consecutive trip here to the state tournament. The last 2 years, though, was in the 4A classification. This year, 3A class. First time ever in school history for Holton. They have made state in three consecutive seasons. For Holton, their eighth trip overall to state, and their best finishes, fourth place back in 2004 and 2011. This season, Holton, a tournament victory middle of the season at Sabetha. Multiple runner-up tournament finishes as well at Marysville, Wamego, and Rossville. Of course, the CKL regular season champs. On the other side, the Hoisington Cardinals, a record of 36-4. They won multiple tournaments this season at Russell and also their home invitational. Their two losses, or they have two losses, against 2A qualifier and league opponent Hillsborough, and another against unbeaten Ellenwood, and then their win over Goodland in the sub-state round avenged their regular season loss to the Cowgirls. Let's start and talk keys for Holton here today.
Yeah.
They got to carry over that momentum from sub-state last week.
A lot of momentum, and this is a team that's predicated on the block, and they've got height up front. They've got the ability for these girls to really get a double block when you need it the most. And when you're going up against somebody like a Sophia Simic, that double block's going to have to be there. So big key for me, and not just this first matchup, but this entire state tournament run for Holton, will have to come down to the front line for the Wildcats. They've got to find a way to get not only Becca Lassie going, but you're going to have Emily Ditzler, Marley Gillen. Emberly Allen will play some of the front row. Obviously, you got Kinley Wilson and Chloe Black as well. And those are the kids that I think we're going to need to see them get hands on the attacks coming from Simic in this first matchup and all-state tournament long to protect your back row. Because when you're rotating, trying to cover tips, when you're trying to rotate the back row, a lot of times you're only going to have two people on the back row. So if you don't get a hand on that kill attempt, that's going to find an open gap on the back line.
We said so. Sophia Simic, the 6'2 junior outside hitter, first team all league, first team all state a year ago, verbal commitment to Illinois. So a legit Division I recruit out there. You talk about the crucialness of the front net for Holton defensively, because she's going to be trying to put it down quite often.
And think about this, yes, verbal commit to Illinois. She had offers from Colorado, Iowa State, Oklahoma, University of Miami, Tennessee, Texas Tech, KU, Baylor, Florida, Alabama, Northwestern.
Goodness.
I mean,
the list goes.
The list goes on and on. Highly touted recruit coming out of Hoisington.
Well, the two teams are getting set to take the floor. As you're viewing here on the Holton Channel, it's going to be far side of the floor, the Cardinals. So they'll hit it to the near side, and then Holton, at least opening set, will hit it near side, the far side. Of course, we see the black uniform tops here for Holton, white numerals and lettering. They're trimmed out in blue. Hoisington, they're going with the red tops, white numerals and lettering, trimmed out in black.
What about you, Beto? What are you looking forward to in this first matchup? Again, I talked about the front line being super important. Service errors, it's a lot like the game of baseball for me. Walks and errors in baseball usually shows you how much you're going to lose by if you have too many of those. How about for you in this matchup?
Yeah, it's the depth for Holton.
Yeah.
They can go 12 deep. Boisington's not going to go as far into the into the bench. So I think the depth, keeping girls fresh early, and jumping out to a early lead here in set one, because the advantage if you take set one is just monstrous. And obviously, Holton's going to look to advance out of the pool play round for the first time in a while.
And don't forget, too, for Holton, they run two setters, okay? Faith Olberding and Kinley Fluke, both running setters. You talk about freshness. You talk about the ability. First pass will be huge for Holton in this tournament as well.
So the Cardinals are set up far side of the floor. Near side of the floor, the Holton Wildcats, a record of 34-9 under head coach Crystal Bontrager, the sixth seed in the field, number 3 ranked team in the state. Cardinals, number 4 ranked team in the state. They are the 3 seed here in the 18 field. The CKL regular season champs, a record of 36-4. Against Seth Tollefson in studio, Jake, Brandon with you on KNZA alongside the Holton Channel as well. Excited to be able to bring you our video coverage here from the state tournament in Hutchinson. Here we go. Match number 1, the first serve for Kinley Fluke to the far side of the floor, and here we go as the Cardinals of Hoisington settle and get it back across, and a kill shot put down, giving the Cardinals an early 1-0 advantage.
Yeah, good attack there from the back row for Hoisington. It was a good serve by Fluke, but Hoisington, great pass, great set, outside swing there from Schremer.
You got the sisters and Sophia and Mila Simic on that front row alongside Schremer for the Cardinals, and Holton getting one back to tie it up at 1. Nicely played by Gilliland, the junior, and a 1-1 tie here in set 1.
Yeah, great set there by Fluke to get to the outside of Gilliland, and Marley saw the double block come, kind of took a little off, went over the top, found the open gap.
First serve here in this matchup for Tinley Wilson. What a career she has had. Cardinals set it up. They push it front. Middle set, and the spike is just a touch out. Mila Simic a little too strong in a 2-1 Holton lead.
Yeah, Simic that time. Mila, she's not the one that you're, you know, really looking forward to too often if you're Hoisington, a little bit wide with that one.
Finley Wilson, another serve. She leads the Wildcats and aces this season with 33. They set it up for Sophia Simic, and there she goes right there to tie it at two.
Yeah, great job that time by the Cardinals. Again, you want to find somebody getting a rhythm early. Sophia Simic on that front outside hitter position. As you're watching it on the screen, or if you're listening on radio, it's that right front portion of the net for the Cardinals. Great attack.
Addie Hanflick checks in on the front lines here for the Cardinals. A 2-2 tie here in this opening set. First matchup in pool play for the Wildcats in the state tournament. Two top five teams as the Wildcats get it across with Gilliland, and now a whistle and a stoppage.
Yep.
She is in the net, and the Cardinals take a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, that time Gilliland a little close to the net with that attack, so she tried to just push it to the back corner. When she landed, she came underneath the net for the point for Hoisington.
5-4 sophomore setter Reese Vaughn serving to the near side here for the Cardinals. As miscommunication on the front line, it drops down next to Ditzler and Gilliland, and that gives the Cardinals another point and a 4-2 advantage.
First pass to Sokey on a serve receive, and that one's too tight to the net. Fluke tried to punch it over but couldn't do so.
Another serve for Vaughn. It's bumped up by Catherine. Now they set it up, and Chloe Black able to get it over. It didn't have a lot behind it, but enough of an opening to get down for a point, and it's 4-3, Hoisington.
Well, you see there, when Chloe gets her first attack, you had the flow of Mila Simic over there for a double block attempt, hits it through the block for the point.
Cardinals set it up after the Wildcats serve, and off the top of the net, Gilliland sets it up. It goes to Fluke, and now Lassie had a touch up front, and she sailed it.
Yeah, Becca Lassie that time, great shot for the net on the attack. Great set that time by Fluke, but Lassie kind of leaning back when she swings it back, goes too strong out of play.
Here is Mila Simic on the serve. Cardinals a 5-3 advantage here in this opening set. Lassie got it across, but it's dug up nicely by Meyer. And now they set it up for Sophia Simic, trying to chase it down. Tenley and then Fluke both had opportunities on the back line, but Simic making her name felt here early on. It is 6-3.
Yeah, big kill there. Great dig in the back row, though, by Presley Phillips on the back corner. However, it goes off her arm out of bounds. Good hustle by Fluke, and Wilson just couldn't keep it.
Another serve by Mila Simic, and it's going to be an ace. Beautiful spot put down. Mila, 6-foot freshman, fourth on the team, and aces this season. She gets one here, and it's 7-3.
You said freshman, and this is one of those situations where older sister is really good. Younger sister has a lot to look forward to.
Another serve by Mila, but she sent it too strong, and the Cats needed that one to get to within three. It's 7-4, Hoisington.
Good communication on the back line there by Holton as coaching staff was screaming at them. They respond well and let that ball sail out of play.
Coming in to serve, sophomore Faith Olberding here for the Cats as they trail 7-4 against the Cardinals here in this opening set. First pool play match here at the state tournament in Hutch. Serves in across, bumped up by Meyer. Now they set it up far side of the floor. Beautifully done. And a place spike by Kinley Wilkins, the 5'11 junior. Cats get another, or I should say the Cardinals get another to make it 8-4.
And this is what we're seeing early is Hoisington's doing a good job with their offensive attacks on the outside. Holton's slow to get the block there in time. There's no defense right now at the net.
Wildcats get it off the serve. Here is one that's sent across by Emberly Allen.
Yep.
And that one is inside the line just a touch to get a Cats point.
Great job there by M. She did a great job of recognizing the block. There it goes over the hands, able to get some topspin on it to hit the back line.
Serving now for Holton. It's Chloe Black, the sophomore. Had a tremendous season. First on the team in kills and digs. Cardinals on the back row trying to scramble. Sophia touching it across at the right hand. Not much behind it. Here's Lassie at the net. And another one she sends a little bit too strong.
They're looking for a tip, but no tip was there. And again, that's twice you've seen Becca Lassie get a good set, just a little bit antsy.
9-5 Cardinals. First set here in this opening match of the pool play round here in Hutchinson. Back to serve, Bryn Tarleton, a 5'3 junior here for the Cardinals. Sends it near side of the floor, back row, bumped up in the air by Presley Phillips, and now Tinley Wilson got a look, and she got it to go.
And that cross-court attack there by Wilson from the left outside hitting position. Give a lot of credit there again. Olberding, a perfect set for her, and she's able to go cross-court, finding the line, and the Cats now within three.
Cardinals 9, Wildcats 6. Senior libero, Bailey Catherine's now an opportunity to serve near side to far side for the Cats, and does so to the back row. Simic up front. Back line set. There's the spike. Is it too strong? Yep. It is. A miss hit by Wilkins.
Great job there again. Communication there by the back line of Holton, letting that ball sail out. It's so important. Man, those, a lot of times it looks like it's going to be in. B-Tad, you want to try and get a hand on it, but they let it sail out.
Over 100 aces for the Cats this season as a team. As Wilkins got another look, it's fought for at the net. And now Simic pushing it across with two hands. Here's the back row push. Chloe Black had no choice but to just send it back over. Now the Cardinals get a look. Here's the set. Here's the spike.
Nice dig.
But Black is there for a great dig. Now Tinley Wilson gets a look.
Hey.
He buries it in the back left corner.
How important was that dig by Chloe Black on the kill attempt by Hoisington? Kept the Cats in rhythm. Nice set outside, and Wilson puts it down the line.
Three consecutive Cats points. They're within one here in this opening set. Cardinals 9, Holton 8. Another serve here for Catherine. Gets it across to the back row for Meyer. Middle of the floor. Now a medium set as Meyer gets it back across. Diving save by Catherine, but they blow the play dead and a point for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to call Holton in the net. Emberly Allen going up for the double block, partnered up there with Ditzler, and she touched the net on the block attempt.
Boisington 10, Holton 8. Set number one, match one here in Hutch today. Here is Black on the dig. Now Catherine getting it off to Tinley Wilson. Didn't have much behind it. Now Hoisington resets from the back row, and running it across is Sophia Simic. And what's the call? It is a point for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Not sure if they blew it dead, but nonetheless, it's 11-8.
They're asking if she was over the net when she pushed that across, and the official chair official says no, she wasn't. So the point for the Cardinals.
Wasn't a great set, but Simic made it work out. As the Wildcats received the serve, they set it up front left, tapped across to the right hand by Wilson, and miscommunication up front. Tarleton put it up in the air. Her teammates didn't have her back, and the Cardinals losing one there. It's 11-9. Holton down two.
And again, Holton just, you know, that was a huge point right there, because on their offensive side, on the attack, as we got substitutions happening right now, there was no rhythm, and Holton just had to force it across. Thankfully for them, Hoisington miscommunication. The ball drops freely.
All right, Fluke on the serve. They set it up here for Meyer, and it's blocked at the net by Wilson and company.
Wilson and Ditzler, double block. I mentioned it a minute ago that was getting there too late. Now the last three attacks by Hoisington, you've seen a double block on point, getting a hand on that kill attempt, and the Cats back within one.
11-10, Cardinals here in this opening set. Fluke another serve, bumped up into the air by Noctigal. And now a chance here on a spike for Mia Simic, and that one a little bit too strong, and we're deadlocked at 11 apiece.
Look out. Hoisington had a kind of a, I would say, a big lead early. 4 points is a pretty big lead in set one. Holton has staved the run, flipped the script. Now we're tied.
Another good serve here by Fluke, causing some havoc here on the back line. Sophia Simic from the back row.
Wow.
Boy, she found that opening barely in that 90-degree corner, and all the way from the back row sends it to the complete opposite side. She's a legit D1 recruit for a reason.
And that's when the back row kind of sucks up a little bit too tightly there and able to find the back corner. Nice attack.
Boisington leading by one, 12-11. Here's Ditzler on the spike. Fought it through the double team, but the Cardinals resetting, and Simic has to just nestle it across. It gets way out of play, and the Cats able to get it back over after scrambling just a touch. Here's a good set, spike, and kill shot put down. This time it was Brinley Schrimmer, a 5'8 freshman. We've called multiple freshmen here for the Cardinals already. They're back up by two.
13-11 right now. Miscommunication on the back line of Holton. They were in scramble mode that time. Got to find a way to stay in rhythm.
And now Meyer able to get an ace, that she made it very difficult on that serve for Tinley Wilson on the back row. 14-11 Cardinals.
And you see head coach Crystal Bontrager talking to Tinley Wilson there, saying, hey, that was probably out. Know where you're at on the floor. Again, nerves early, man. This is state.
Everything matters and magnifies throughout the day.
Hey.
Here's a good one put down by Gilliland. 14-12 Cardinals. Holton gets the serve back. Or Ditzler, beg your pardon.
Yeah, great set that time. A quick set from Fluke. Middle hitting position there by Ditzler. And she splits the double block. That was too late. Puts it down for the Cats.
Here's Tinley Wilson on the serve. Cats are down two here in this opening set. It's 14-12. Grazed the top of the net as the serve got over. Backside set. Battle at the net. Drop down. Point for the Cats. The front row doing some action here to get Holton back to within one.
Front row right now. Chloe Black, Marley Gilliland, Emily Ditzler. For the Cats, working great defensively, but on the attack right now, only down one.
Tinley Wilson reached the 1,000 career kill mark earlier this season. She gets it off, and now Sophia Simic, and what a dig by Wilson after Simic put some heat behind it. Now it's tapped across, pinballing around, and on a late desperation heave, it's back across for Black. Sophia Simic from her back row. Catherine getting it high in the air. Wilson pushing Catherine's out of the way to make sure it got back over. Maybe our best rally to this point. They want Sophia again, and she gets blocked at the net, bumped around a couple of times, and that'll stop play. Point for the Cardinals.
Yeah, they're going to call a lift there on Holton. Man, what a rally that time by both of these squads. But you mentioned it. Great dig by Bailey Cathers on the back row, but Wilson said, "You got to get out of my way, Bailey." Kind of escorts her a little bit closer to the sideline so she can get that second hit.
Boisington 15, Holton 13 here in this opening set. Other pool play matches later on today. Riverton and Osage City for the Cats. Here's a set for Ditzler. Gosh, he just mishit it.
Yep.
A little bit too strong to the right. And it's 16-13 Cardinals.
One thing that's impressive for me for Emily Ditzler is we got a timeout on the floor. I'll talk about that after the break.
16-13 Cardinals. Set one, match one here in Hutch. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit Morton Building.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coverage of the Class 3A State Volleyball Tournament in Hutchinson continues alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tedman, Seth Tollefson, our KNZA studio producer. Match one of pool play, set number one. Number four ranked team in the state, Hoisington, a 16-13 lead over the Cats.
We're seeing early that The front line of block is so important in the game of volleyball, especially at this high level.
Reese Vaughn on the serve and desperate with back to the net. Wilson able to get it back over.
Too far
out of bounds. Stop play.
Yep, she was too far out of play, was Wilson, when she tried to send it over on a third hit. But I was going to mention before we went to that timeout about Emily Ditzler. She's a kid that, you know, when she's setting up for an attack, you have no idea if she's going to hit it left, straight, or to the right. Does a great job with the deception.
Here is a setup for Chloe Black, but bumped up on the back line by Meyer to keep it alive. Now Simic gets a look from the back row, and she kills it.
Tipped on the back line by Holton. Didn't matter either way. It was going to be in, and 18-13 out of the Holton timeout. They don't break point. They don't break serve. And Hoisington continues their run.
Cardinals have scored four straight. They lead it by five. 18-13. Crunch time here for the Cats. Middle set. There's a tap down. Bumped up into the air by Elward on that front line. Now Sophia Simic, another good one. But Wilson able to dig that one out on the back row. Flute gets it to Black. And back to that Cardinals back line. Here's a set for Hanslick, who gets it across. Bumped up by Catherine. Flute the set. Black the spike. But on the back row, Meyer is there. Sophia Simic again, and again, yes. My goodness.
Yep.
19-13. They are going heavily towards Simic on the back row, and now she adjusts and moves to that middle spot up front.
And why wouldn't you? I mean, again, she's a Division I athlete, highly recruited. But Holton, again, you're seeing this scramble on the defensive side. Hoisington's doing a great job of attacking left outside and right outside, keeping Holton's front line on their heels.
Wilson pushing it up after the serve. Black middle left, able to get it over. Now the Cardinals scrambling a touch. And Meyer from the back row airmailed that one too long. And a desperately needed point for the Cats. They're within 19-14.
That breaks a 5-0 run by Hoisington. And, you know, a couple points later than what Coach Bontrager would like to see out of a timeout. Holton breaks serve.
It's Laron the serve. Sophia, they go back set to her younger sister, Mia, and she's able to bury it through that double team.
Yeah, double block attempt there of Lassie and Black on the left front of the net, and it gets just, again, split in the defenders. If you hit a ball hard enough, B-Tad, it's going to find its way through. You got to get yourself squared up when you're running that double.
Mila Simic, who got that point, serving 20-14. Cats are trailing the Cardinals. And now Gilliland getting it over and fighting it through the hands of Sophia Simic that time. And once again, another desperately needed point for the Cats. They're within 20-15.
Again, when you can have a little bit of deception right there, Marley Gilliland did just that. It looked like she was going to go cross-court with that attack from the right outside hitting position. Instead, she tried to go down the line, and it caused the blocker to adjust too late off her hand out of play.
Big serve coming up here for the sophomore, Faith Olberding, the lefty to the back row. Libero Noctical gets it up into the air. And now a scramble and a third try getting over for the Cardinals. Here's Chloe Black on an attempt. But Noctical again, the libero getting it up. Sophia Simic from her back row. Yes, please.
Yep, a great set outside. And you can just see her when Simic elevates off the ground. you better get a touch on that ball at the net, because it's going to come down quick, hard, and the back row is just at the mercy of the hand of Simic.
Cardinals 21, Wildcats 15 here in this opening set. Phillips on the dig and able to get it across is Holton. And now battle at the net, tip down. Defense that time for the Cats, led by Rebecca Lassie, 21-16.
She's got to play huge for Holton in this state tournament. She did so in the sub-state round last week, and she's got to be dominant at the net right there. She showed it to you, a ball that was free over the net, able to put it away.
Boisington up five here late in this opening set, 21-16 as the Cardinals set it up. And Meyer able to put one down. The dig attempt by Black, she got a hand under it, but it went behind the line and out of play for the Cardinals' point, 22-16.
And Holton will take another timeout here, B-10.
They're going to take a timeout. Crunch time here in this opening set. 22-16 Cardinals. More coverage from the 3A Volleyball Tournament right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Hutch, first matchup here for Holton at the 3A State Volleyball Tournament. Two top five teams going at it. And right now, Jake, 22-16 Hoisington, as we've had two timeouts taken by Holton, sandwiched in between a 6-3 run for the Cardinals.
Again, it's just that, can we get a point break? I mean, that's what Coach Bontrager has said for years, Coach Rodkins as well. You got to get a point out of the timeout.
So here is a serve out of the timeout by the Cardinals. They set it up for Lassie. Not much behind it, but nonetheless, put it in a good spot. Back row couldn't get there. Sophia Simic diving to her right. 22-17, point for the Cats.
Last time out of a timeout, they could not get the service break. Boisington added three more points after that. This time around, out of the timeout, Holton gets that point break, able to serve now down five.
Here's Catherine's, 22-17. They're trailing here against Hoisington in this opening set. Tipped down by Wilson at the net. She was set up by the Cards.
Free ball. You hear that a lot in the gymnasium when volleyball is going on. That was a free ball across the net. Tinley Wilson prepared, ready, and puts it away.
22-18. Cats down four here in this opening set. Cardinals to Sophia Simic on the back row. Tipped in the air. Diving save. Nicely done. And the Cards, now on the defensive side, is Tinley Wilson able to get it over. Cardinals set it up middle of the floor. There's the spike by Meyer and got it through the hands on the back row of Olberding. And the Cardinals 2 points away from a set one win.
And you can see again that if Holton's in scramble mode, which they've been about three different times in this first set, it's all because the back row is having to hustle and try and dig up a free ball, unable to get any points out of it.
Here is Tinley Wilson. Simic got a hand on it. Nautical able to get it back into play, and a free ball sent over by Meyer. Here's Holton on the attack. Ditzler setting it down. Good touch. 23-19. Cats are within four late in this first set.
Yeah, that was a really good, again, court vision is so key, and Emily Ditzler, I talked about her deception at the net. Looked like she was going to try to hit it through a double block. When that right outside hitter comes in and squeezes in for a double block, she tips it to the short corner for an easy point.
Here's Kinley Fluke. Important serve. And it's an ace! Cardinals thought it was going to be long. It was not. Kinley Fluke gets it to 23-20. Cats down three. They continue to serve.
Great job there by Fluke. Coming off the bench fresh. You mentioned that. The freshness of this team. Able to go deep on their roster.
Kinley Fluke. Another important serve. 23-20. Cardinals got good pace behind it. Nautical able to get it back across off the deflection by her front line. And now Wilson back to Nautical on that back line. Sophia Simic got a looker. Correction, that's Meyer. And off the deflection, it goes out of play. And it's set point for the Cardinals at 24-20.
Double block there in time. Couldn't close the outside hand in, though. And that ball flails free by the chair official. You mentioned it. Set point here for the Cardinals.
Kelsey Meyer to serve for the Cardinals. Wilson on the set. Back line set by Fluke. Finley Wilson able to tap it across, but Noctical gets it high into the air, and a spike put down, and the Cardinals take set one. Sophia Simic will end it. 25-20, Hoisington. They take set one over the Wildcats. Set two action coming up after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pump, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pump has you covered. The Pump offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pump is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Pines of Holton. This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Jet's Pizza on the southwest corner of the Holton Square for pizza, sandwiches, salads, original specials, and more. Open Monday through Saturday for lunch and supper. Dine in or carry out. Ask for the monthly special at Jet's Pizza, downtown Holton.
Steve and Diane Catherine's Farms Incorporated. Contact them at 364-7012 for all hauling, dozer work, and dump truck services. A 1974 graduate of Holton High School, Steve Catherine's and his wife Diane, proud to support Holton High School athletics.
Holton Community Hospital is a proud sponsor of the state volleyball championship coverage. Our Holton Lady Wildcats are out on the court giving it their all, and we're cheering right along with you. Every serve, every dig, every point shows the power of teamwork, determination, and true hometown heart. From all of us at the Holton Community Hospital, we're proud of you, Wildcats. Keep that energy high and finish strong. We are Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Opening match here at the state volleyball tournament in the 3A classification for the Holton Wildcats. And set one went via the way of the Hoisington Cardinals, Jake, 25-20. Cats need set two to force a winner take all. Set number Trey.
And this is something that Holton is pretty familiar with in state tournaments in the past. They like going three sets. I know fans maybe at home would have liked to see Holton get that first set. You talked about how important it is to do so, but there's something about having your back against the wall early. They played really well, I feel like, in set one. This is a very good Hoisington team. We talked about Simic with Sophia specifically being such a highly touted recruit and player, but Holton's right in this thing.
All right, here we go. Start at set number two. It's a must-win for the Cats. Here's Tinley Wilson, front right net. She found it. Fought it through that defensive line, and the Cats, not like they started set number one, they'll take the first point in set two.
That's right. Get on a roll early here. And again, confidence is something that in the sport of volleyball, there's a lot of cheering nonstop, whether it's a positive play or even a negative play. Energy's always high.
And that one off the serve by Wilson, and a good scramble by the Cardinals to get it back over. Ditzler from Fluke. Here's Black on the spike. Tipped in the air. Diving save, and the Cardinals get it back across. Wilson, backside set for Fluke. Gilliland touching it across. Cardinals played it well. Now here's Sophia Simic from the back row. She went into the net, got it right back off the deflection. That'll stop play, give a point for the Wildcats.
Yeah, four hits. It never got over the top of the tape, and great job there. Ditzler and Gilliland were there in case, but first time we've seen Sophia Simic not get it over the tape into the net.
2-0 Cats here in set two. They lost the first set to the Cardinals, 25-20. Here's a backside set here for the Cardinals. Good defense by Ditzler and Black. Sophia Simic, middle of the floor, got good pace behind it, but Catherine's diving to get it to Fluke, and then Tinley underhanding it across for Holton. Longest point here in this second set between the two, and Simic again off balance, can't get it across from that middle right portion of the floor.
A lot of people will say, man, that was a free ball, but what Wilson did really good that time, it wasn't just a free ball in the middle or front row. She pushed it deep, and it caused Hoisington to be out of rotation just enough. The attack by Simic was off balance.
Another serve by Tinley Wilson. 3-0 Cats here in this second set. Mila Simic able to get it over from that middle front portion of the net. Now Gilliland, but defended well by the Simic sisters. And the Cardinals, with those two, leading to their first point here in set two.
I was waiting for the first time today, and you finally got to that opportunity to say the Simic sisters, and that's it. 6'2", 6 foot, a massive wall right there, and unable to get through it was Marley Gilliland.
One is a junior, the other a freshman, which is crazy to think about. Here's the serve by Reese Vaughn. for the Cardinal. 3-1 catch here in the second set. Chloe Black off the deflection, and it's going to be a point. Chloe Black, we called her name a lot last week, and it's a 4-1 catch lead.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but is that the first kill that Chloe Black's had today?
I don't think, well, yeah, you might be
on to something.
I mean,
we didn't say her name much in that first set. Good to see her get going here in set two.
Noctical on the dig. They set it up for Sophia Simic. Kinley Wilson, though, off the dig. It goes all the way across to the Cardinals' side. Now they push it back across. The Wildcats were ready for that one. Now Lassie got a touch. Battle at the net. Mila Simic got it over. Now Fluke will set it up for Black.
Ooh.
And she put it down. Back-to-back kills for Chloe Black. And the Cats are out to a 5-1 lead.
Again, get Chloe Black going. You mentioned it. She leads the team in kills. Set one. We didn't say her name very often. She's rolling here in set two.
5-1 Holton here. It's a must-win set number two for them. As this time they set up Sophia Simic. And she did what she did in that opening set. She found an opening at 5-2.
That's why she's a Division I recruit. That's tough to do what she just did. On the right outside hitting position, going right to left, and she kept it on the front line. She didn't go cross-court to the back corner. It was on the front line, right on the boundary. Great attack there.
Mila Simic on the serve. Here's Wilson up to Fluke. Lassie pushing it with the right hand, but the Cardinals play it well from that back line portion. Now Simic touching across off the hands of Gilliland and out of play. Back-to-back points here for the Cardinals. They're within 5-3.
Yeah, that time did a great job of adjusting midair, did Simic, and able to push it across.
Mila Simic, 6-foot freshman. She is first on the team in blocks. Sends the serve across. Here's the set by Fluke. Black again through the double team. And Chloe Black taking charge here in this second set. A double up now for the Cats. It's 6-3.
Great job again. There was some deception. I like using that terminology because Kinley Fluke looked like she was going maybe set middle there to Marley Gilliland, but Black, nice little loop around to the left outside hitting position. Perfect set, perfect punch out from Chloe.
Here's the lefty, Faith Olberding off the bench, serving now here for the Cats. They lead at 6-3 in set two. It's a must-win for them in this one. Here's a backline spike, but played well by Phillips. And now it's back over, and an opening there for the Cats to get another.
Give a big cross there. Presley Phillips dug it up in the back row. It went tight to the net. Becca Lassie, heady play there by Becca, punches it across the left short corner for the easy point.
Cats have scored 7 of the first 10 here in set 2. Noctical gets the set. Backline set for Sophia Simic, and it got through the double team of Lassie, and I believe that was Black up front. Simic getting the Cardinals to within 7-4.
Briar Page in for the first time for Holton. You mentioned Olberding back in. Presley Phillips, Chloe Black, Tinley Wilson, and Becca Lassie on the floor for the Cats.
Mentioned Briar Page up there as well. First time we've called her name out here in this opening match. As Simic with a heavy serve, a lot of dip, as the Cats are scrambling, and that's going to stop play.
Yeah, in the net.
And a point here for Holton. They'll take that.
Hoisington. It was a free ball that was kind of just hovering towards the net. And Hoisington, I believe that was Simic, would be Mila, was too tight to the net.
Here is Black on the serve. Cardinals get it. Front of the net. And there's the spike. And there's the point. This time, Kinley Wilkins getting that one down for Hoisington. They're within 3 again. It's 8-5.
Nice little wraparound game there. The set came from front center and looping behind for Hoisington, able to get that kill from the middle row for the Cardinals.
This is a pretty youthful squad, this Cardinals team. They play multiple freshmen, multiple juniors. As a junior in Tarleton sending the serve across, Cats can't handle, and that's an ace.
Big serve there for Hoisington. Holton jumped out early. They've been on a good run, but you've seen Hoisington say, listen, we've been here before. They're riding out this wave, and an ace definitely doesn't hurt.
Brent Tarleton, fourth on the team in aces, right now controlling the serving duties. Here's Tinley Wilson, awkward hit. Sophia Simic settling on the back line. Middle of the floor, sent across, diving save by Phillips to keep it alive here, and then back to the net, sent across by Olberding. Cardinals have a good opportunity here through that double team, and down it goes. Fought it through the hands of Rebecca Lassie up front. And Hoisington, first time, Jake, here in set two. They're within 1. It's 8-7.
Yeah, big-time run here by the Cardinals. They're doing it with great serving. But at Holton, that was a free ball that went across that Hoisington able to get the point down for.
Here's Tarleton again to serve. Good dip on it. Phillips got it into the air. Now Black pushing up front to Wilson, and she mistimed her jump and put it right into the net. We're deadlocked at 8.
Yeah, right now Holton just back middle, the back row in general, having a hard time handling these serves. not getting a great pass to their setter to set up outside.
An 8-8 tie here in this second set. Hoisington beat Holton in the first set, 25-20. Here's Tinley Wilson, and pinballing it around on multiple red jerseys, and down for the point. Holton retakes the lead 9-8. It stops a 4-0 run by the Cardinals.
And again, what was great about that one right there, Brandon, how did they get that point? A great first pass off the serve. Perfect set from Olberding, and Wilson able to put it away.
Back to serve is the senior libero, Bailey Catherine, and she goes right into the net for a service error. We haven't seen many of those here, Jake, in this opening match.
You don't expect to see a whole lot of those, but again, nerves play a big factor. You're at a big stage here. It's loud in this gymnasium, and it's a state tournament.
Maya Noctigal, the 5'5 senior libero, now serving for the Cardinals. We're deadlocked at 9 here in this must-win set 2 for Holton. Back middle line, Black gets it over. Noctigal pushing it up front. Here's the back set. Here's the spike. Good double team there by the Cats. They'll reset with Catherine. Phillips now gave it a look. Big time spike by Tinley Wilson. She sent it 4 rows deep off the deflection. 10-9, Cats by 1.
That was a great attack there. Wilson had to adjust a little bit on that set, but able to get a running start, contain with her composure, and punch it down. No chance on the back row there from the libero.
5 ranked teams of the 8 here at state, and 2 of the top 4 teams right now on the floor. Cardinals number 4, Wildcats number 3. 10-9 here in set 2. Another good look for Wilson, and she's starting to find a little bit of a rhythm. 11-9.
Right now you're seeing left outside hitting position is the spot for the Cats. It's where they're comfortable, whether it's Black, Wilson, Lassie, Gillen, doesn't matter. Holton, great pass, great set, equals a great kill.
Well, there's Fluke right into the net there. It's going to stop that little spurt and get the Cardinals back to within 11-10. The 2 service errors here by the Cats here in the last few points. And Meyer now serving it near side for the Cardinals. Fluke setting it up high into the air for Gilliland, and she found it through that back row. Wildcats get the point, 12-10, they're by 2.
Good job there by, again, it was Fluke who has a good set, setting up her outside hitter. And where was that coming from, B-Tad? Left outside hitting position. Gillen able to put it down the line.
Tinley Wilson back to serve. Cats 12, Cardinals 10 here in this second set. Cardinals won the first set over Holton, 25-20. The first of 3 matches here today for both these teams. So Sophia Simic able to do it from that back line.
First time that we've said her name in a while for Hoisington, because Holton's done a great job. Remember, Simic struggled early in this set, hitting a couple different ones into the net. You're seeing her more comfortable on that attack, able to find the open back corner.
Here's Reese Vaughn, a sophomore now serving. Back row listed at 5-4, 12-11 Cats in this second set. Black to Fluke to Ditzler through the double team. Cardinals scrambling. They get it to the back middle, and they get over on a free ball. Here's Olberding setting it up. Here is Black, and she fights it through the arms of Addie Hamslick for the Cats point, 13-11, Holton.
Great rally that time by Holton, a great pass. Fluke, another good set outside, and once again, get Chloe Black, get Tinley Wilson going on that left outside hitting position.
13-11, Holton, a must-win for him in set 2. Good set, and through the hands of Wilson on the back row, and that was perfectly placed for Hamslick, who got the point for the Cardinals. It's 13-12, Holton by 1.
Have we talked about how important the block is at the net right now with the... When Hoisington's on the attack, especially with Simic on that front line where she's at right now, you've got to get hands on that ball to help your back row.
Sophia Simic, as you mentioned, on the front line. Younger sister Mila with the serve. Here's Fluke on the set. Here's Lassie on the spike, but it's dug up by Meyer. Cardinals reset. They get it back over with Mila Simic. Here's Fluke pushing front left portion of the net for Black. Had a lot behind it, but the Cardinals played it well. Sophia Simic again. This time she's too long.
Great communication on the back line there by Presley Phillips, the coaching staff right to her left, and that ball came in over the double block, and that's what the double block forces. As an attacker, you don't want to hit into it, so they're going to make adjustments mentally and try and go over it. And if you see Simic kind of getting that mindset, thinking she has to go over a lot of her kills will go too far out of play.
14-12 Holton. Here in set 2, we have alternated the last 7 points between the two. This serve from the lefty and Faith Olberding. She dug it down deep and got an ace. Put a lot of dip behind it. 15-13 Cats.
A lot of dip behind it. Hey, we got our first timeout by the Cardinals.
Cardinals take their first timeout of the match. It's a must-win set 2 here for Holton. They lead the Cardinals 15-12. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trails Cafe, voted the best family eatery in Northeast Kansas. Try their amazing salad bar, daily specials, and homemade pies. Now serving Sunday brunch, event space also available. Follow the trail to Trails Cafe on Highway 75 in Holton.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dialed up here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Also, video coverage on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabman. Big shout-out Seth Tollefson in our Hiawatha studios. Cardinals winning the first set 25-20, but Jake, good run here by the Cats right now. 15-12, they lead it in a must-win set two.
Must-win set two, but you're seeing it from the offensive attack. Great passes and great sets. Boise can take the timeout trying to break serve.
Cardinals settling after the Holton serve. Tipped at the net by Rebecca Lassie. And now another set for Chloe Black. Popped up into the air by the double team up front. And now Sophia Simic got a look and fought it through the deflection of Lassie.
Yep, again, that was great scramble that time by Hoisington. Not the traditional, you know, typical bump pat or pat, bump set spike opportunity, but way to scramble there by Simic, able to get a little bit of mustard on that and go through the block of Lassie.
Cardinals break the serve out of the timeout. It's 15-13 Holton. Sophia Simic on the serve. Again, verbal commit to Illinois. Now she's on that back row with a heavy dig, got it high into the air, and it gets back to her back middle row. And just could not get it over. And she throws her hands in the sky with frustration. Knew she had an opportunity on the free ball. Cats will take it. 16-13, they lead it.
This rotation right now is what Holton needs to push points with right now, with Simic on the back line.
Here's Chloe Black on the serve. Noctical on the dig. And they do go back to Simic from that back row. Lassie on the block. But Noctical able to get it back up into the air. Meyer now has a look. And that one barely out.
Yep.
I don't think it was touched by Phillips.
Nope.
And the Cats get the point. 17-13. They lead it by four.
Again, great communication on the back line. Presley Phillips looked like she was going to try and bring that back in, but able to stay away. Let that ball go out free. And the Cats continue their run here right now up by four.
17-13 Holton. Must win set two for them. Boisington won the first set 25-20. Here's the serve by Black. Good
hit.
Double hit. Either way,
yeah.
Call it a point for Holton. What a serve to make it 18-13.
Great serve there by Chloe Black. And she just had, as Kinley Wilkins was just thinking, I don't know what to do with it. It was a knuckleball. Couldn't connect with it.
21 aces coming into the tournament, and Black adds one there. Here's a good set and spike to Meyer, and now Lassie on the defensive side as the Cardinals reset with Meyer. It's tipped off the top of the net. Now on the backside here for Holton. They're going to set it up here for Tinley Wilson, kind of shoveling it across, and got the deflection from the Cardinals front, and it's 19-13 catch, Jake. They have rattled off four in a row.
It's forced another Hoisington timeout, B-Tad. Heady play. Court vision from Tinley Wilson.
19-13, Cat set number two. They need it. And we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helping you live life better. Complete Chiropractic Care Center.
Dr. Stephanie offers services for all ages to help them feel, move, and live better. Specializing in state-of-the-art spinal decompression for bulging and herniated discs. Call or stop by Complete Chiropractic to see how they can be part of your health, balance, and wellness.
Complete Chiropractic.
This is Dr. Stephanie. Come visit us on the east side of the square, downtown Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA and the whole channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Brandon, Jake, Seth, all with you. 25-20, Hoisington in set one, but right now the Cats, four consecutive points in this second set, forcing the Cards to take their second time out of the set. 19-13, must win, but the Cats playing well.
Great serve here for Chloe Black out of the timeout.
Here is a setup for Meyer, and she goes into the net. It's a miss hit there. Make it five in a row now for the Cats. Cardinals can't break serve out of the TO, and it's 20-13.
It's the mental side of the game of volleyball. Out of a timeout, if you don't break serve, people start to clam up.
And an opportunity here for an ace. Scrambling Simic back to the net. Somehow got it over. What a play. Here's a chance for Tinley Wilson.
Wow.
But this time defense for the Cardinals. It was led by Hanslick and also Wilkins. desperately needed point there for the Cards. They're within 20-14.
Amazing hustle there by Hoisington, not only keeping the ball alive, but Simic getting it over on the third hit. Holton had a free ball opportunity with Hoisington scrambling out of position, but a stuff at the net was huge.
Bryn Charlton to serve it for the Cardinals. Catch by six here late in the second set. They need it. Tinley Wilson got a great look, but Nostical had her hands under it to put it up and keep it alive. And now that one defended well at the net. Believe it was Lassie and crew up front to make it 21-14.
Yeah, great job again. It's just the presence of Becca Lassie, Emily Ditzler on that front line, causing Hoisington to second-guess themselves when they're on the attack.
Here's Catherine's now on the serve. Noxical gets it high into the air, but going into the wrong direction. And now a free ball by Meyer, able to get it over. Ditzler with the back line set, and now scrambling a touch as Overton got a hand on it. Right back to Wilson. Noxical another dig. Cardinals now setting it for Sophia Simic, and diving and trying for it was Catherine. Too much on that one from Simic from her back middle row, and it's 21-15, catch by six.
Got to know where 18's at all times. I mentioned how it was important for Holton to push points from her on the back row, but hey, Hoisington's still setting her up and saying, hey, give me that back row attack.
Here's Catherine setting it up. Tinley Wilson, beautifully done. That was a clean line drive to make it 22-15.
Great job there, Wilson. Anytime Hoisington in the second set has felt a little bit of momentum onto their side, well, Tinley Wilson or Chloe Black's put him back to rest. Fluke in the game now, these Aggies have one ace in this set.
Third on the team in aces, Kinley Fluke sends it across. Noctical. Here's the backside set from Meyer. It's defended well, but it goes out of play. Wilson had the touch at the net, but a point for the Cardinals. They're within 22-16.
And now both Simic sisters on the front row for Hoisington, down by a score of 22-16.
And Meyer now will serve it. Catherine gets it to Fluke. Backside set for Wilson. Buries it in the back right corner. Tinley Wilson, 23-16, Cats.
Court vision, my friend. Did you see both Simic sisters coming for a double? And Wilson says, I'm going to avoid you. I'll go straight down the line to the back right corner. Nobody home for the Cardinals. And Holton 2 points away from forcing a third and decisive set.
That's doing your pregame work. Tinley Wilson, 23-16, Holton. Wilson back to serve. Gets it to Nautical. Gets it up to the front of the net. Now pushed for Simic, and it's blocked into the air. Good job there by Ditzler. Wilson gets it up to Black. Another good deflection this time by the Cardinals. They're going to reset middle of the floor. Tapped across by Mila Simic, and now Fluke back to the net. And back middle row, it's put down to Noctical. Here's another opportunity for the Cardinals. Sophia Simic, the good look and the good kill.
Yep. Great opportunity there for Hoisington. Holton kind of scrambling on the back row a little bit. Hoisington able to get their stud outside hitter and Sophia Simic another touch, and she puts it down. Reactionary there by Chloe Black, but nothing she can do about that when that thing's coming in hot.
23-17, Cats. Set number two, they need it. Hoisington won the first set, 25-20. Here's Fluke setting it up for Ditzler, and now popped into the air by Meyer on the back row, and now high into the air on a free ball sent across by Simic. Here's Fluke, backside set. This is Gilliland, not much behind it, popped up into the air by Vaughn, and now Sophia Simic again, but Catherine's is there to Fluke, up front for Black, gets it across, diving effort by Noctical, right back to Black, she slams it down, and it goes out of play, set point for the Cats, 24-17.
Unbelievable rally right there, and the Cats on 50-50 situations, for the first time you felt in this match, they're the ones that get it, and a good kill by Black.
Cat fans on their feet, as Ditzler sends the serve across, and an ace will send us to a winner-take-all set number three. 25-17. Cats needed it, and they got it. His first matchup with two top four teams in the state. Might as well go to a third set. Holton. 25-20 Hoisington, and then 25-17 Cats.
Holton definitely is familiar. We mentioned it at the top of this second set. They're familiar with the state tournaments with going three sets. Why would you want to have it any other way? State opening round game. Let's go to three.
A two-minute timeout. Third set is coming your way next. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue? If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam. At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC. Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is Dr. Lassie with Holton Direct Care. Not a member? You can still book low-cost outpatient procedures, vasectomy, lesion removal, stitches, and more without the insurance hassle. Many plans won't cover anyway. Call 785-DOCTORS or visit HoltonDirectCare.com.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jeff Tollefson, our studio producer, alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabman here in Hutchinson. First matchup here for the Holton Wildcats in pool play at the state tournament. After dropping set one, 25-20 to Hoisington, Cats come back big, 25-17. Two top four teams in the state. First matchup of the day, Jake. Going to a winner-take-all, set number three.
And how could you not enjoy what's going on right now? You know, I mean, this is a state volleyball tournament. Teams are scrambling. Teams are, you know, again, it's not do or die in this first match, but you can really set yourself up in pool play by getting this first match win. And Holton dropped the early set. Holton's, again, they rally. They've been here. They're comfortable in this, quote-unquote, back against the wall in match number one. They come out on fire. The difference in that set from EB Ted was strictly the fact that Holton, they focused on getting Chloe Black and Tinley Wilson the outside hitting opportunities. And you know what? It all starts with a great pass.
Number three ranked Wildcats, a record of 34-9. The number four ranked Cardinals, they are 36-4. Winner take all, set number three. It's Kinley Fluke, near side to far side, serves it up. And here we go. Winner take all, set three in this opening match in Hutch. Sophia Simic from the back line, and she goes into the net. 1-0 Cats.
One way to start things off. Well, just like you did in set two. Holton jumps out 1-0, and it's again, it's a Simic hit into the net to begin the set.
Kinley Fluke again to serve it, the junior for Holton. And she goes long. Good play there by Maya Noctical. Let it go, the libero for the Cardinals. Right at the last second, we're tied at one.
You talk about the youth of Hoisington. Holton, more experience maybe on their side with their roster. This is a tough third set. Who's going to have that wherewithal with the mentality?
After a battle at the net, Gilliland gets it over, but she sent it way too long. Back-to-back points for the Cardinals. They take a 2-1 lead here in set three.
Hoisington, just three seniors on their roster. Holton's got six.
Here is Meyer again. Catherine setting it up for Fluke. Back set there for Wilson. And off the deflection, it's good for the Cat point. 2-2 tie here in set three. Wilson, we called her name a ton in that second set along with Chloe Black. Those two and others going to have to be big here.
Yeah, again, in the front line, I mean, we're not giving Emily Disler maybe enough credit right now with the work she's done on the front line, kind of that dirty work being there on all the blocks with her teammates.
And an ace again for Wilson. Knocked the goal. Couldn't quite handle. Back middle row, 3-2 Holton.
Great job there by Wilson. Again, you know, a lot of times you just send it over, it's like, okay, opportunity for your opponent. Now, she's putting some extra heat on these serves.
Here is Tinley Wilson again, another serve. Knoxville plays this one much better. Never mind, her teammate wasn't there to recover it. Another ace makes it 4-2.
That's back-to-back aces for Wilson, and both times, I mean, yeah, their serves are coming over hard, but it's miscommunication right now by the Cardinals.
Tinley Wilson trying to keep this little run going early on in this winner-take-all set number three. Cardinals finally set. Sophia Simic, yes.
Finding that side. Again, cross-court from as you're viewing it, if you're on the channel or as you're listening to us on the radio, right to left. across the court, but it's not pushing deep corner like you'll typically see. She's going to that front corner. Really difficult to do, but hey, when you're 6'2", you can see the court really well.
Wildcats 4, Cardinals 3 here in this third set. Black down to her knees to get that one into the air. Now Gilliland able to get it across on a third try. Cardinals, again, Simic, that's her spot, defended well. It was blocked up front by the Cats, but out of play. Cardinals tie it 4-4.
4-4 early. You know, Brandon, we talked about it off air in that last timeout about how, well, this will set things back a little bit. The other court, they just went three sets as well.
Classic to kick things off here in Hutchinson. We're excited for it. And that one is down for the Ditzler point, 5-4. Cats get one back.
Have I mentioned how she is tricky, deceptive with her attacks? Emily Ditzler, you just never know which way she's going to go. She might go right at you, go to your right, go to your left. That time she goes straight down Broadway.
Now Ditzler got that point, now serving it for Holt, and they set it up here. Cardinals do, but Wilson there on the dig. Backside set by Fluke. Gilliland leaning back, but Meyer gets it into the air for the Cardinals. Here is Simic. They like that spot, but she sent it too strong. Another big-time heavy hit, but behind the line for the Cats' point. And, boy, you'll take that anytime Simic gets set up like that.
Great communication on the back line there by the Cats. Ditzler continuing to serve here for Holton, up by 2.
6-4 here in a winner-take-all set 3. It was a near ace, but Noctical got it back into the air. Simic with touch this time, but Fluke got a hand on it. And now back middle, Ditzler pushing it over with two hands. Here's Meyer. Another Simic set, front net. But Ditzler diving down to get it to Fluke. Now Chloe Black gets it over. And we got probably our longest rally here in this third set. Sophia Simic, a third try. And again, the Cats played it well. Here's Chloe Black on a kill! She got it! 7-4 Cats.
Just, you mentioned the longest rally of this match, probably. And Simic had a great swing. Popped in the air by Black. Over to Fluke. Gives it right back to Chloe, who puts it down.
Ditzler again on the serve. Cats by 3 in this third set. 7-4. Here is Sophia Simic off the double team. Popped into the air. Now Fluke. Here is Lassie, and she found an opening in the back right corner. 4 straight, and it's an 8-4 Holton lead.
I really thought we'd see Hoisington take a timeout here. This is about the juncture in set 2 that they took a timeout. They're going to let him roll and play it out. Ditzler continuing to serve.
Gets it to Noctical, who pushes it up in the air above her head, and now a backside set for Mila Simic, and it's defended well, and down it goes, Chloe Black and Becca Lassie.
Again, can we talk about how important it is to get a hand on that when you're at the net? Timeout, Hoisington.
You called it, brother. Timeout, Bruin, and the Cats are Bruin as well. 9-4, they lead Hoisington here in this winner-take-all, set number 3. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you ready for a yard that you can be proud of and maybe a little more time to enjoy that yard? Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is owned by Austin and Mariah Gibson, and besides mowing and trimming, they offer weed control and fertilizer, pre-emergent for crabgrass, seeding, and aerating, and they even do garden tilling and spray trees for bagworms. Call Grassroots Lawn Care at 785-872-0118. Take the first step towards a lawn you can enjoy. Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton is where satisfied customers send their friends. Call 872-0118 for Grassroots Lawn Care of Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Momentum on the side of the Holton Wildcats here in this set number 3, winner take all set 3 in the first match of pool play. Your percentage of making it to championship Saturday grows greatly, Jake.
Yeah.
If you take your first match right now, set 3, 9-4, Holton.
Skyrockets for you to make it to Saturday if you can win that first match. If there's a big opportunity here, Hoisington takes a timeout. Can Holton continue?
Ditzler again with the serve. They set it up for Sophia Simic. Batted around a couple times. I think they blow it dead.
Lift.
It's going to be a lift.
Yep.
The Cats get called for a lift. It's 9-5 now in favor of the Cats, and they break serve.
Great job there by Becca. She got up there for the block, but it dropped right next to her. She tried to pop it up with a closed fist, but open hand.
Mila Simic, the younger of the two, sending over the serve. Lassie, a little touch, but popped into the air by Wilkins. Now Sophia Simic again. Great look. Wilson got her hands under it.
Nice.
And back into the middle of play, and it's sent back over by Phillips. Good job by Holton all the way around. Now it's set up to the middle portion of the net, and just barely over the hands of Lassie, it's put down by Hanslick.
Great hustle there. I want to give credit to where it's due. Wilson with the dig. Presley Phillips brings it back in and able to send it across on the third hit. However, good tip there by Hoisington over the outstretched arms of Lassie.
So Phillips on the dig. Back-to-back points for the Cardinals out of the timeout. Now pushed across
with
the left hand by Chloe Black. stops the spurt. 10-6 Holton.
Give that a little throw there by KB as she does a great job of understanding the situation at hand. Double block there. If you swing with the right, they're going to probably get a touch on it. But if you switch to your offhand, nobody home.
Here is the lefty off the bench, and Oberding now serving for the Cats, who lead it by four in this third set. Middle of the floor, pushing it up. Wilson had an awkward dig attempt, but Black able to get it off the deflection and get it back across. Here's Sophia Semick, middle of the floor. A lot of dip. Phillips couldn't handle.
Yep, nice little English on that attack there from Semick. Looked like it was going to go back. Middle had a little side spin on it. Kind of ate up there. Phillips in the back right corner. Big time kill needed there for Hoisington.
Cardinals won the first set 25-20. Cats came back with a 25-17 set 2 win. And right now, Holton, it's 10-8 after the ace there on the back row by Simic.
Again, opportunities knocking for Holton right here. All you got to do is get serve receive in right now. Simic's on the back line. This is where you push points, and this is where Holton made noise in set 2.
Cardinals on a 4-1 run out of the timeout and make it a 5-1 run, back-to-back aces. The Illinois verbal commit, Sophia Semick, it's 10-9.
Yeah, timeout Holton here. Coach Bontrager doesn't like what she sees.
So the Cardinals, the momentum, but the Cats lead it. Set 3, 10-9 our score, back in 30 here on KNZA.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Courtney Boswell in Holton or call for a free insurance review. Courtney Boswell, your local shelter agent in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of three matches here for the Holton Wildcats at the 3A state tournament in Hutch. Out of the Wildcat timeout, a 5-1 run here, Jake, for Hoisington. They're within 10-9 here in this winner-take-all set 3.
That's a good out of a timeout. They got to make a run. They've done that. Now Holton trying to return the favor.
And Chloe Black able to fight it through the double team up front. So they break serve out of the TO, 11-9 Holton.
So important to do so in the game of volleyball, B-Tab. When you take a timeout, you got to get that next point. It's a massive momentum shift opportunity.
Chloe Black now serving middle of the floor. Sends it to the Cardinals back row, who get it right up front. Here's the set, defended well by Wilson and Lassie. And now pushed back up by Allen. Here's Wilson on a spike attempt. Not much behind it. Meyer gets it in the air. Now a whistle and a stoppage of play.
Yeah, Wilson was in the net when she tried to contort her body to push it across on the third there. Her left shoulder made contact with the post. Floor official all over it. And if there's one floor official that you know is going to be all over it, Fran Martin in the house today, ladies and gentlemen.
Holton 11, Hoisington 10 here in this winner-take-all set 3. Serves in across by Tarleton. Allen got a touch. Back row. Black gets it over. Cardinals reset, front of the net, right there. Meyer puts it down, but Lassie got her big old meaty paws on it, and a defensive point there for the Cats are up two. 12-10, our score. Catherine's in to serve. I need you, Jake. We need you. Jake can't handle it right now. Too much going on. Cardinals get it. Front left of the net. Ooh. Another good defensive effort. Wilson and Ditzler. 13-10. Back-to-back defensive plays leading to Holton points.
Big-time block there. Again, when you're in sync with a double, it's almost impenetrable. There's a wall there.
Here's the serve by Catherine's. Cardinals down three. And that one is in there for, I think, Holton. I think Holton got that point.
Yep.
We're kind of at a different angle than years past covering the state tournament, so those ones that fall on either side of the net takes a little bit to get that line from the official. 14-10 Cats here in this third set. Here's Simic from the back row, but right to Catherine. Here is Tinley Wilson. Good look. Trying to find that touch up front, but Noctical able to get it back to Simic, who put it down from the back line.
Yeah, great opportunity there for Holton, and Wilson saw the open spot. Good hustle on the front line there by Schremmer for Hoisington to keep it alive. And then even with Simic on the back line, back row attacks are still at a premium.
Noctical again will serve the libero in the white uniform for Hoisington. Tinley Wilson gets a look this time, but it's dug up by Simic. A stoppage of play. And what's the call? Into the net.
Yep.
Are the Cardinals. It is now 15-11 Holton.
be Marley Biddle in the net for Hoisington. Or check that, it's Bryn Tarleton in the net for Hoisington. But Holton able to get served back, back in the game, setter and serving, Kinley Fluke.
Here is Fluke leaving the feet, firing it across with the right hand. Backside set from Meyer, there's the spike, but Black got her hands under it, up to Fluke. And now from the back row, Gilliland gets it over. High into the air, little miscommunication, Cardinals scrambling, but Simic gets it over. That was Mila Simic, the younger of the two. Here's Finley Wilson, another good look, and got it through the double team, and down it goes at 15-11. Correction, 16-11.
And again, a free ball results in a point for your opponent. You've got to be extremely, the proper terminology would be just be good on the defensive side. Don't let your opponent have those free opportunities. Holton made him pay.
Here is Meyer after the set. Chloe Black on that back row gets it up to Fluke. Another Tinley Wilson.
Ooh.
Look at another Tinley Wilson kill. Got it through the deflection, middle portion of the right net. And that's going to be a 17-11 Holton advantage. Timeout on the floor.
Hoisington's got to take their second timeout. They're seeing a run happen in the catch. It's all the front left, outside hitting position. Wilson's catching fire.
Can the Cats hold on? 17-11, their lead in set three. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Riley Electric is a family-owned and operated business located in Holton since 1945, and they're your local Briggs & Stratton dealer. They provide services to residential, rural, and commercial customers throughout Northeast Kansas. Riley Electric also provides underground services, maintenance, remodel, and service upgrades and additions. Call Byron at 785-364-2821 or visit RileyElectricKS.com to check out their photo gallery of previous work and generator installations. Riley Electric of Holton, your local Briggs and Stratton dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, out of the Cardinals timeout. Final set here in the opening match. 17-11, Holton in front. And that one's going to be mishit, sent too long by Brindley Schrimmer. And the Cats keep the points out of the timeout, 18-11. Fluke continuing to serve.
Yeah, another great job there by Fluke. Good serve out of the timeout. Able to maintain the serve. It's so key out of a timeout.
Meyer just got her hands up into the air, gets it back off the set. Catherine's now setting it up for Black. Wilson leaning to her right, gets it across, back row to Simic. Here is Meyer on the kill, but she sent it long again. Errors here by the Cardinals, allowing the Cats to build a late lead.
And out of timeouts is Hoisington, Holton up by 8.
And the Cats, let's not forget, dropped the first set 25-20. And now they have rallied the lead set 3, 19-11. Here's Mila Simic, the younger of the two. She got one there.
Yep, back row kind of sucked up a little bit too tight there. Mila does a good job of punching it through the double block attempt. That back row is unable to get there in time as head coach Bontrager giving some words of encouragement to her squad, still up 7.
Senior outside hitter Kelsey Meyer the serve. Catherine's on the dig. Fluke the set. Left side front portion of the net. And Noctical able to keep it alive. And this one has to get over. It does. Pushed across by Ditzler. Cardinals scrambling, but they get it over on hit number 2.
Free ball.
Here's Fluke. Tapping it over is Gilliland. But boy, she had too much under that one. Just tried the finesse with two hands. But sent it towards the Cardinals bench, and it's now 19-13, Cats by 6.
Free ball opportunity. Holton doesn't take advantage of it right there. Hoisington continues with the serve.
Here's Ditzler on the receiving end of that serve. Back set here for Tinley Wilson from Fluke. Off a Noctical space and out of play. 20-13, Cats.
When you need something quickly, be sad, you're going to go to your more dominant outside hitters. Tinley Wilson, Chloe Black. That time, Wilson gets the serve back for the Cats. 5 points away from winning match one.
Each of the last 2 years, the Cats have been unable to get out of pool play, but right now they're trying to win their opening match, and Ditzler adds another with the defensive stuff. It's 21-13.
And this Holton team looks comfortable right now, beat that. They're flowing well. The communication is good. The pass on the first serve receive is great.
Can Wilson take it the rest of the way? Here's Sophia Simic. Boy, they set her up.
Wow.
Yep, that is well done. 21-14, Cardinals get the serve back. If they need a run, they need it now.
Keep in mind, when Hoisington had Simic on the back line, that's when Holton took their timeout. They were up 11-10 or 10-9, I believe, in that moment. Holton pushed points with Simic on the back row. Now she's on the front. Fulton's got to stave off here.
Here's Reese Vaughn with the serve. Far side to near side. Catherine setting it up. Oh, fluke set. Not good. Point for the Cardinals. It was just kind of an awkward hit off the set.
Yep, she tried to get her hands underneath that ball, pop it in the air with her fingers, and it just broke through her fingers. Fell down. Happens sometimes to setters, no doubt.
Here's Vaughn on the serve. 21-15, catch by six here in this set three, and a couple of pinball rounds there, and it drops down for another Cardinals point. They have scored three in a row to get to within 21-16.
Holton still has one out of their pocket, B-Tad, and they've been just electric out of their timeouts in this match. Might consider taking one here if they can't break serve right now.
Another Vaughn serve, sends it to Catherine's back middle. Gilliland pushing it front left. Black gets it over, not much behind it. Meyer, here's Sophia Simic, had it. Tinley Wilson got her hands under it, but it went in the wrong direction. Simic, another kill, 21-17, and I think the TO might be coming, and there it is, 21-17. Cats by four, but the Cardinals trying to storm back late. Don't go anywhere, back in 30 here on KNZA.
Charles Cafe, voted the best family eatery in Northeast Kansas. Try their amazing salad bar, daily specials, and homemade pies. Now serving Sunday brunch, event space also available. Follow the trail to Trails Cafe on Highway 75 in Holton.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What an opening match here for Holton at the state tournament in Hutch in the 3A classification. Number 3-ranked Cats and the number 4-ranked Boisington Cardinals coming down the stretch here in set 3. Cats lead at 21-17.
Again, when you're seeing Boisington go on a run, it's when they've got the Simic sisters on the front line. Right now, it's all Sophia Simic on this run from the Cardinals.
Another Vaughn serve. Can the Cats break this serve out of the TO? They set it up well for Black. Off the deflection, not to go on the back row, and a heavy third hit, but it's dropped down by Ditzler, and now it's a battle at the net. It's punched down by Ditzler. It rattles around a couple of times, and they call a lift against the Cardinals.
Yeah, big-time opportunity was knocking there for Holton, and they take advantage of it, B-Tad. That is now five out of the six timeouts taken in this match for Holton. They've broken serve.
22-17, Cats. Can they hold on? Here is Sophia Simic, and there is Sophia Simic. Another big kill.
Got to look out. Holton made a big run with her on the back row. Even her back row attacks, yes, they're powerful, but they're not as effective. Her on the front row, Holton had got to get two blockers on her every time.
The freshman Mila Simic now serving. Black gets it up to Fluke. Here is Lassie on the spike, but Mila was there on the back row, and we get a whistle. And into the net,
yep.
Cardinals are called for it, and it's 23-18 Holton.
That's a big call right there, because Lassie got the kill attempt. Not a whole lot on it, but the bailout there from the Cardinals of being in the net, because they were already setting up Simic for another attack. Holton now beats out up five. They just need 2 points to punch their ticket to the second match, up 1-0 on the day.
This would be epic if they can hold on here. Here is Sophia Simic off the deflection of Tinley Wilson on the back row and into the third row of the Holton fan. 23-19.
Okay, we're going point for point right now with these two teams. This is exactly the rotation now that Holton can try and push points. Sophia Simic back to serve. She's got a wild, wicked serve. It's got a lot of spin to it. If you can handle that, you like your chances with her on the back line.
Boy, she sends it high into the air, dips it down. It was nearly an ace. But Oberding gets it back to the back line for Wilson, who gets it over. And defending it was Lassie. A whistle and into the net.
Under the net, yep.
Or under the net. Beg your pardon. The Cardinals again looking around. They didn't like the call. It is match point, Jake, at 24-19.
Great job there by Becca Lassie. Just being a presence at the net. Placing to try to dig it out. They go underneath and Holton trying for match point.
Fans on their feet representing the blue and the black. Sophia Simic here from the back row, tips off the top of the net, lands in front of Emberly Allen.
Man.
24-20.
Now, Holton, keep in mind, they still got three match points to work with here. Sophia Simic still on the back line. That time, nearly hit it into the net. But you got to like this rotation Holton's in right now, defensively.
It is match point for Holton, 24-20. Tarleton needs to get the serve over. She does. Phillips down to a knee. To keep it alive, Wilson, good dip, and that'll do it. She sent it right in front of the back line. And the Wildcats take the opening set in comeback fashion. Great. Opening match, I should say.
Great job. You referenced it. It's a reverse sweep here for the Cats. Down 25-20 in set one, but they come back 25-17, 25-20, and Holton has won their first match of the day. One more match all but guarantees you the Saturday. Big time win here for Holton.
An incredible come from behind win for the Cats. It's win number 35 on the year. And for the Cardinals, their record after the loss is 36-5. Our postgame show is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Green Acres Feed and Farm Supply, customer service is very important to us. We make shopping easy by loading everything you buy right into your vehicle. Check out our monthly specials, our online store, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8 to noon. We offer all types of livestock feed in bags, in bulk, or liquid feed with delivery available, along with show feed for show stock and a wide selection of poultry feed, treats, and accessories. We also carry pet food from Diamond, Value Pack, High Point, among others. Visit us just north of Holton, right off of Highway 75.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Jayhawk TV and Appliance in downtown Holton since 1952. For service and repair, and many appliances to sell brand new. A small local business with great selection and can price match the big box store with local delivery, installation, warranty, and service worth so much more. They carry the number one selling Traeger wood pellet grills, interest-free financing, and a customer loyalty program worth the thrills. Jayhawk TV and Appliance on the Holton Square corner, north and west. They sell the best and service the rest.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfort Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfort Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfort Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
Granite Road Greenhouse, Nursery and Garden Center in Soldier. Turn your yard into a masterpiece. From plants and trees to professional landscaping and consulting, their team is ready to help you grow something amazing. Granite Road Greenhouse, where your outdoors comes alive. Heather Schrick, attorney at law, focused on resolving conflict with heart. Proud to support Holton Athletics. Visit www.heatherschricklaw.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here from the Hutchinson Sports Arena, match number one for the Holton Wildcats. Jake Spaulding alongside, victorious in comeback fashion. The Cardinals of Boisington taking set one, 25-20. And the final two sets, Jake, when the Holton Cats needed set two, they really controlled the pace down the stretch, winning 25-17. And then a late run at the end of it, 25-20. Cats get a monster win here to open up state.
And I think a lot of it, when you go back and watch this, is adjustments that get made, right? Like, you have a game plan when you come in. But there was an adjustment that was made during this match. And give a shout-out to one of our sponsors that also knows volleyball very well, Courtney Boswell, who's watching, I believe, down in Mississippi today. and she made a comment about how Tinley Wilson, you know, coach has made an adjustment on the rotation and made her be like an outside back instead of back middle like she normally plays, because she has, what, 1,000 career digs? What did you say earlier today in her career?
Well, she reached over 1,000 kills.
1,000 kills.
This season. Okay. She's second on the team in digs, over 420.
A lot of digs.
Second in kills, first in aces, about top three in everything.
Right, so she gets a lot of digs. And so they put her in that position to where when Simic was on the attack, we mentioned Wilson's name a lot on those digs. That's a coaching adjustment made during this match, and I think that can't go unnoticed, and I appreciate that getting pointed out to us as well, because I sure didn't recognize that during the match. But this is something that you have to do at a state tournament. When things are not going maybe exactly the way that you want, you got to make slight adjustments. Holton did just that. And Simic, she was dominant in that first set. She was pretty good in the second set, but she struggled a lot more with Becca Lassie and Ditzler on the front row and Wilson, to name a few, with Black. However, in that third set, Simic, she maybe had 4 or 5 kills in that third set, but they were big-time kills. They were emphatic. But we didn't say her name a lot, and I think a lot of that has to do with the adjustments that were made by Holton defensively against such a powerhouse. Now, a lot of people thought Hoisington was going to be the toughest test for Holton today. Now, don't look too far ahead. You can't overlook Riverton or Osage. They're in this tournament for a reason. They're good teams. However,
Riverton is 36-4.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
and
not bad.
So for Holton, though, you've got to feel really good about yourselves for getting this first match in comeback fashion, reverse sweeping it, and making it to where your crowd, your personal energy is now skyrocketed, because Holton's chances to make it to Saturday for the first time in this 3-year run just skyrocketed a minute ago.
25-20 again. Cardinals took that first set, but here's the stat in set two. When the Cats needed it, not 1 point, Jake, did Holton trail in that second set.
Huge.
They were tied on a couple occasions, but they never gave up that lead. They scored 5 of the first 6. Hoisington again, that second set. They got it back 9-9. Then we alternated. We were sitting at 12-10, 12-11, 13-12, 14-12.
Yeah.
And then Hoisington called a timeout when it was 15-12 Holton. They broke serve to get it to within 15-13, but then at that point it was all Cats. They rattled off 5 straight, 6 of the next 7. Then they played back and forth from there to win that much-needed and had to have it, set number 2. And kind of a similar feel in that third set. It was a 4-2 start for the Cats. We kind of played even Stevens there in the middle. Holton taking a timeout, then they rattle off, I believe, 7 of 9 points after that first timeout. It was 17-11. Really never looked back.
Big thing, I think, in that second and third set. When Hoisington took a timeout, they didn't break serve. Holton continued to build some momentum. When Holton, I mentioned it in the broadcast, 5 of their 6 times that they took a timeout, they broke the serve. That's so important in the game of volleyball. And Holton's coaching staff, I talked about it last week on Substate, because I felt like that's what got them that win in that Substate final, was the ability to come out of the timeouts, break serve, and gain that momentum back. That's huge in the game of volleyball. When you take a timeout, you've got to break that serve. It's a mental flip. If you call a timeout and then give up, let them continue to serve, look out, because now you're thinking, oh, crap, what are we going to do next? On the opposite side of that, if you break that serve out of that timeout, your confidence skyrockets.
All right, a final thought, Big Cat, before we wrap things up here on KNZA and the Holton Channel. As we mentioned, we're a little bit behind.
Yes.
That's going to be the case. There's 2 matches between now and when we get Holton again. But when we get Holton for their second match against Riverton, they're going to go back-to-back. Again, the scheduled start times right now at 1 and 2. Expect that to be pushed back a little bit. But we talked about just the advantage and opportunity to make it to championship Saturday when you win that first match. The fact they did it in comeback fashion. The fact of each of the last 2 years they've been unable to get out of pool play. I just think kind of the psyche and the momentum that gives this team, which a lot of these girls have played in each of the last now 3 straight state tournaments that they have appeared in. So, quick final thought before we get it back to the studios here, with Holton getting the win here.
The big thing you just referenced, the experience. I think that proved to be a difference in that match right there, was the experience difference. Hoisington's young. Holton has got 6 seniors on this roster, and then following those seniors is 4 juniors. All those, what's 6 plus 4? 10.
Oh, you had to think about that.
I did. I'm sorry.
Count on the fingers.
And I'm a Holton graduate, too. I'm sorry. However, 10 of this roster, they played 3 straight years in the state tournament. That means something when you get to this stage. Holton was 0-2 the last 2 years, not getting out of pool play. Man, I think the experience factor showed heavily in that match. I like their chances moving forward.
All right, quick plug here for the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got more coverage here from the 3A tournament in Hutch.
Yes.
Wade Gershner and crew about to get going on the Silver Lake Channel as the first two matches have now officially wrapped up. The number one ranked team and the top seed, Silver Lake Eagles. Again, how fun would it be? Maybe championship Saturday. Holden,
yeah.
Silver Lake, who knows? We'll talk about that later on, but Silver Lake is 41-1.
Yeah.
And they're going to open up their play today against Heston, of course, on the Silver Lake Channel with Wade, if you want to watch that here in a little bit. But Silver Lake, you look at them, just one loss on the year. Holton's played them three times, taken them to three sets. The only loss, Shawnee Heights, a 5A school. So this Silver Lake team is primed to make a run. But on the other side for Holton, again, big opening win in three sets against the Hoisington Cardinals. Final again in match one, 20-25, 25-17. And 25-20. Again, back-to-back matches for Holton coming up later on. Scheduled start times, 1 and 2. But as of right now, that time going to be pushed back just a touch. Again, thanks to Seth Tollison. We'll be back for both those matches on both the Holton channel and right here on the dial, KNZA 103.9. For Seth, for Jake, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you here after a little bit on the MSC Sports Radio Network.